Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Sure is time for Stage Direction here on Various Artists on 95BFM. We have joined in the studio with us Katie Burson and Georgie Llewellyn. How are you guys today?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Yes. It's so lovely to have you here. Thanks for coming up. Alice is away today, so Beth and I are holding down the fort, and we're going to be talking about how to art. Is that right?
That's right. We're talking about how to art. So, how to art.
And how, good
question. Two bananas wake up duct taped to the wall of a prestigious art gallery to meet their maker. This is intriguing. Can you tell us more about the show? Give us a little introduction.
Yeah, so How to Art. It is a bit of a tongue-in-cheek title. We're not really giving an actual how-to. It's set in an art gallery within the theatre, and we have these two sentient bananas who are quite a direct reference to a real artwork which many people will be familiar with called Comedian, which was just a banana duct taped to, not just a banana, it's a very famous work and it's sold for a lot of money. But we were really inspired by that image and we were like, what if we played those bananas? What if we gave them a voice? And maybe their voice might somehow reflect our voices as makers and our experience of sometimes feeling like you're stuck inside, like we're stuck to a gallery or like stuck inside a bit of a fishbowl. Like the industry is, it can feel like that at times, and we felt like we'd like to animate that in a fun, weird and wacky
Very silly way.
Yeah, so these bananas are, I guess, a representation of us as performers, but not just actors, as artists in general. So speaking about, how do we exist within this framework? How do we live within a structure that kind of wasn't made for us? Or it's not made for us at the moment. It's really tough out there. There's no money and people aren't really going to the theatre as much anymore. And we have politicians saying that arts are low value and like it's a tough time out there.
And even the thing of how do you make just what you want to make, you know, rather than before you even start being like, well, actually, I should probably make a show about this and it should probably involve this to fit criteria, to get funding, to be able to even make.
Because that will sell well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we like the image of these bananas who have been forced onto the wall without their will. Against their will, like they've woken up there and it wasn't their choice, and they're kind of like, what is this environment? What is this gallery? Who is this audience? And they're clowns in that sense, and so there's a direct connection to the audience, and there is a little bit of audience interaction, and they know that's controversial.
No, we love it.
Some people hate it, but you know, like there's not just a front row, there's also a second row and a third row and a back row, so you could sit in the back row if you don't like that.
You can avoid it.
But you're not safe, are you, really?
Our bananas love their audience, yes. So it's all interaction by choice, yes, and with care and love.
Yes.
No one's put on the spot necessarily and asked to do things.
Yes, we're not getting the audience to act or speak or anything like that. They're more just kind of invited into some crazy games. And I think like the love aspect is really important because the subject matter is obviously like wrapped up in so much kind of frustration and burnout and, you know, anger for many artists as well. Like, it's super hard, right? And it could be an opportunity to have a big complaint, and there's no problems in our minds with works that, you know, want to rage against that machine. That's awesome. But the way that we're coming at this is through connection and love. Like, we're trying to kind of pitch, I guess, like a utopian moment where we celebrate, like, what beauty can happen when we connect as artists and
could just have fun
with the audience as well. So we're trying to underpin our work with joy, and we've been doing that through our rehearsal period as well. We were kind of like following this model of, like, if we're not having fun, maybe it's not worth our time because we're not being paid anyway. So,
so at least make it fun.
Yeah, totally. Like, otherwise, it's a just total,
And that's, I guess, a thing our bananas go through is, during the show, I guess, they're constantly being told that they're most valuable when they're being stuck on the wall, silent, doing nothing, and they're kind of on this quest to get off the wall, play with the audience, because that's actually what they find valuable and what they find fun.
Yeah, and that's more who they are as well. Mm. Once they discover that life is much more fun when you're bunching on top of your partner.
Speak on it, okay.
Oh, yeah, on that note, the show does have some acrobatic elements to it.
Oh, fun.
George and I have clown, physical theatre, circusy backgrounds. It's not, I wouldn't call it a circus show, but it certainly does have circus elements. And so, you know, bit of interesting physicality and shapes going on.
Totally.
We're having a lot of fun with, like, can I flex my back this way? Can I flex the other way? And just finding, like, the physicality of a piece of fruit.
You're personifying a banana. I love it.
Yeah. And we've got some awesome technical elements that are included in all of this. We have some beautiful costumes that involve some very special yellow morph suits. And they're being designed by Dan Collings, who's amazing. And we also have some beautiful artwork that we activate in the gallery space, made by an amazing artist called Dee Dee and Rob Byrne. And we also have some original music being made by Lucas Hoff and additional performance from Bronwyn Enza, who is an amazing clown, and we're really excited to be working with her. So there's a lot of collaboration happening on this project. It's certainly not just about the bananas, but it's about this bigger space that we're creating, and we have these larger-than-life props / art pieces that are all kind of, like, majorly oversized.
And they're all beautifully made by the artists themselves, so it's a nice way to work with other artists and, like, showcase their work and talent within the show as well.
Yeah. And then we also have a few kind of... experimental is kind of an annoying word, but we have some, like, surprise elements that will be semi-improvised in many ways. We're going to have a live auction in the show.
Oh, gorgeous. Fitting.
Yeah. Yes. And some kind of, like, interesting spot prizes that, like, we're going to keep secret, but, like, should be a bit of fun.
You'll just have to go along and see.
You'll just have to come along and
see.
And
when that moment happens, it's real.
So it's real. And we don't know what's going to happen.
It's real.
We wanted to keep a little bit of, like, I guess, improvisational quality, because for us, navigating the industry is a constant improvisation. It's a guessing game. You're constantly throwing shit at the wall and hoping that it will stick, or just kind of following whatever pathway you can find. And so it wouldn't feel right if the whole show was fixed. We want to kind of challenge ourselves to have a moment where we have to really make it up as we go along.
100%. And I feel like this is a question, you know, we ask this for everybody who comes in here on Stage Direction. Who's the show for? Who should go see How to Art? Is there anyone?
Oh, hopefully.
Like, no, I mean, like, a specific group?
I think, like, obviously the first group I would say is artists, but not just actors, not just theatre people. I think the visual arts community would really appreciate this. There are a lot of visual arts references in there. The bananas being the biggest, most obvious one.
And also, I guess, like, people who maybe don't consider themselves artists but like art, or, like, just value it, so come to see a show that's about that. And also people who are like, I don't know, so that they can come and maybe just think about that and think about what value we put on some art versus other art and where that sits.
Yeah, and I suppose as well, the show is very much about, like, creativity at its core, and we can all relate to what it's like to feel like your creativity has had a lid put on it, particularly like when we move out of childhood. Like, in childhood, we all just, like, paint for the fun of it, and it's super free and super great, and everyone's like, great painting, and then there's a certain point where you're either going to be a professional or you're going to give up that thing. And our society is built... Like, if it can't be sold, then it's not worth doing. And so I think our argument is actually everything is worth doing, and, like, creativity doesn't have to look like a professional practice necessarily. In our case, it is something that we've pursued professionally, but that there's inherent beauty and inherent value in arts making, whether you make it professionally or not. And so we're really trying to like champion the beauty of creativity, the power of it as well in communities. And so I think anyone who considers themselves creative, and in my opinion, that should be everybody. But so it's broad in that sense. And I think also just lovers of theatre, lovers of dance as well. We do have some dance in the show. And we've got a little bit of guidance from Natasha Kohler, who is coming in to help us.
And if you just want to see something that's pretty much ridiculous, silly, but has a lot of heart, like,
yes,
it'll be fun for that.
We're middle of November, so we're moving into summertime. So if you really want to like fun night out,
yeah,
you know, Friday night drinks, silliness, this is definitely the show for you.
Say less.
No, I will not. I think the other thing to mention here is that the show has intentionally been structured on a pay what you choose model, which is a brilliant scheme that Basement have set up. And we chose to use that model to make the show super accessible for people, for everybody, but also to allow freedom for people who might want to pay more if you have the capacity. So we just really wanted to eliminate cost as a barrier.
Mm.
And also wanted to like give Basement Theatre a shout out. They're doing a massive fundraising drive at the moment to keep their doors open. And so if you come to this show, you'll be supporting that funder, you'll be supporting them. But also check out that funding drive because they really need support, and
it's an important venue for artists.
It's a life-changing venue for artists, yeah, and every little bit counts, and so we want to be part of that story. And yeah, there's lots of opportunities to give and to show value in a time where the arts are not being given enough value.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, guys. That was Katie Burson and Georgie Llewellyn chatting to us about How to Art. You can get tickets from basementtheatre.co.nz.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.